I'm gonna send you home now. I quit.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Okay. And someone else might say, oh, they'll get home all right, just don't.
Don't worry about it.
And someone leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even lock the door. You'd say, he's mighty, what, with his
brave money? Or tempting.
Or with his money, he's awfully
loose with it.
Or awfully careless. Uh-huh. And someone who makes up his own mind and then won't listen to anybody else. Won't ever admit he's wrong. You tell him, don't be so. He's going to do things his way, you know.
I don't know what I'd say about that.
Well, say if I was going to go about a certain job, you know, doing it one way, and you said, look, you know, that's not the way to do it, but, you know, my way would be better, but I wouldn't listen to you. At all, you know, I was just going to do things the way I wanted to do them, you know. And even if I was wrong, I would never admit it. You'd say that I was awfully.
I don't know.
Would you ever sot or stubborn or ornery or pig-headed?
Well, maybe stubborn.
Uh-huh.
That would probably be the most used word.
And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. He said that he was mighty.
Let me see now. I've got a brother-in-law like that. Well, I would say that he can dish it out, but he couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm. Say if there was one subject that you couldn't tease him about, you'd say that well, you better not mention that subject to him, because when it comes to that, he's still mighty.
Let's see now. Sensitive, I reckon.
Okay, what about touch?
Well, he could be touchy about it.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
upset.
Mm-hmm. Or all of a sudden he got really
mad.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just keep...
I just say, tell him to keep quiet.
Okay.
And just wait a little bit.
Or another word, you say, just keep...
calm.
Okay. And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
I don't believe I know what I'd say there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could say she acts kind of funny, but any other words?
Well, another word, I guess, would be kind of goofy according to the way it was done.
Uh-huh. What about the word queer or quar?
Queer? Well, now I've heard that expression.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, just acting in a different way than I would, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people say so-and-so is a queer? Do you ever hear it used that way?
Yes, I have.
What does it mean then?
Well, I guess you would say that it would be different than any other person.
Uh-huh. As the word...
Outrageous, I would seem so.
Has the word changed meanings recently?
I've not heard about it in
I was wondering if the word, you ever used the word to mean homosexual? Have you ever heard it used that way?
No,